Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been talking about rage, the fallout from the event that took place in Umhlanga last week. We spoke a little bit earlier to family physician Dr. Sherry Fanaroff. She gave her guidelines. Joining us on the line now is the operations manager at Hatzola, Uriel Rosen. Uriel, a very, very good morning, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. So you couldn't have had a simple weekend either?
No, not at all. We've been very, very busy, to say the least.
Is Hatzola active in that area?
Yes. So, the Hatzola Home Monitoring Wellness Program, is not only in Johannesburg, it's also the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in KZN is utilizing the same wellness program, looking after, you know, people from, members of the community from KZN. And the CSO medical in Cape Town are utilizing the same wellness program to look after any Cape Townian community member who tests positive for corona. However, with that said, we all came into an agreement, like a partnership agreement, a few weeks ago to say that because of the holiday seasons, anyone that we kind of came to an agreement that Hatzola Johannesburg will monitor any community member from Johannesburg, doesn't matter where they are.
Right.
in South Africa in December, January time. And what we'll do is we'll utilize, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in KZN to do the delivery and to coordinate hospital, movements if that's necessary, and we'll use CSO Cape Town if that's necessary for a patient in Cape Town. But we basically and the same goes with KZN and Cape Town. They will monitor community members from
where they are. So what happened? You must have started getting calls from parents or from kids that were there and stuck there. Obviously some had already come back, but not everybody had. That must have placed you in a very difficult position.
So, I wouldn't say it placed us in a difficult position. We just didn't expect to, activate the, call it broad service so early. Right. But we did, and we've so far managing well to keep up with the numbers and deliver all, you know, equipment to anyone, you know, that are still in Umhlanga.
Obviously, whatever I ask you, if there is something that you can't give us, answers you can't give us because of confidentiality, please just say so, and certainly it's no stress. But in terms of the numbers, what does it look like at the moment, cases that Hatzola is monitoring?
So we're looking after a total of 17 young matriculants in KZN, and we're monitoring 41 in Gauteng, which means we're looking since Motse Shabbos at 8 o'clock. We are monitoring 58 patients as of this morning.
Does every patient who is positive, if somebody's positive but asymptomatic, would you be monitoring them, or would there be no need for that to for that to take place?
So it's a good question. We monitoring patients that are also that have tested positive that are asymptomatic, purely because we've actually seen that the asymptomatic sometimes are not asymptomatic and feel okay, and it's very difficult to actually determine the fact that they're asymptomatic without monitoring them. You can only tell someone that's asymptomatic if they, you know, vitals are good and they're feeling okay, and you'll only know that by actually monitoring them.
Right. And compare these numbers. Those are the matric numbers. Are there many others that you're monitoring as well at the same time?
Yeah. So numbers are definitely increasing. I think we see that by the, nationally as well as in the community. I'll give you, some figures. I think four weeks ago, we were monitoring, we had 5 new cases in 1 week. Then 3 weeks ago, we had 10. Last week, we had 22. and we're currently sitting at 65.
Wow.
So there's a big jump.
That's almost exponential. I mean, you just see that graph going right up. And in terms of advice for parents, and of course we've spoken to Dr. Sherry Fanarov, she's given advice. We know that it's this a 10-day, 10 to 14-day quarantine period for anybody that has come back. What can you add to that to assist parents and just to get that message out there?
I think stay away from the elderly and the compromised patient. A compromised person, the person suffering from cancer, the person that's diabetic, the person that's got heart issues, the elderly lady or the elderly man, just stay, anyone that went on RAGE must just stay very far away. They must take their quarantine seriously. What I mean by that is not quarantine with the rest of their family. If you're quarantining with the rest of your family, the whole family needs to quarantine. What quarantine means is you're actually going to your room, you isolate away from everyone else, and you don't leave your room for 14 days as per the NICD and Department of Health guidelines. That's really, take it seriously, it's not a joke, we're seeing the numbers. We haven't seen the numbers of the spread from RAGE. So we've seen RAGE people get sick.
Right, because it's too early.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's what we kind of need a control right now.
Right. Ansan says, how blessed we are to have Hatzolah. There are no words to show our appreciation to this unbelievable organization. This whole strategy that Hatzolah implemented, which is this home monitoring, has been one of the most successful campaigns we've seen, certainly in South Africa, around COVID. Did this evolve? Take us through how, because you've been on the front lines and been largely responsible for the implementation of this program. Take us through the process.
So we came up with the idea in the beginning of, I think it was end of February, beginning of March. We came up with this idea that community members are going to be nervous. They're not understanding the disease. We didn't understand the disease. How can we expect the community to understand the disease? Let's create a program where we can monitor the community members, make sure that they are right, and provide them with good medical treatment and advice when you know they wouldn't really understand it. That was the idea initially. I remember sitting in a strategy meeting and I think we were thinking that we'll have a maximum of 50 to 60 cases. That's what we thought. We thought we're going to only get 30 to 60 cases. And, it was still a worthwhile project to run for those 30 to 60 cases. And then it just evolved. It evolved to get, we got full-time nurses. We take bloods regularly. We take blood for blood tests for patients that we are concerned about. We provide home oxygen if they need it. We give them lifts to the hospital. We send ambulances to their house. The project has evolved from a thinking of 60 cases to over 1,300 cases.
It's really phenomenal. And you had to obviously retrain your entire team to be able to deal with this.
So there's a specific group of people that have been trained to look out for specific conditions, but more importantly, it's the algorithm that we created that, with a bit of chokhmah, as you say, yields good results.
And such phenomenal results it has yielded. And I just can't imagine how, as a community, we would have managed without Hatzolah. So well done to you. Well done to your incredible teams, the dedication of, and I know that it's responders, it's dispatchers, it's people who are trained to help people through this on every single level of the organization. So well done to you. And it's unsigned, says, my parents were both looked after by Hatzolah when they both had COVID. It was the most stressful time in my life. How do we show appreciation? Well, I'll let you think of that. It is 8:21, Uriel Rosen. Thank you for your time and for all the work that you are doing.